Executive Director of the Illinois State Rifle Association, Richard Pearson. Richard, morning, pal. Hope you're well.
Good morning. Yep, I'm doing a lot better.
Good. Glad to hear it. You know, I wonder, I'm curious, Richard. I mean, have you known since the moment the Protect Illinois Communities Act was signed that that you'd be going to the Supreme Court? Did you know when the governor signed that that's what was going to happen?
We knew we were going to try to get there. That's what we knew. And so we immediately, called some of our partners, Second Amendment Foundation, Firearm Policy Coalition, and we filed the suit right away. I believe we were the first one to file the suit, or close to it anyway. But ours was always meant to go to federal court and to the United States Supreme Court. So.
All right. Well, if my notes are right here, you, along with your partners, filed federal lawsuit, U.S. District Court, in January 17th of 2023.
Right.
All right, now
so 7 days after the governor signed the bill.
Now, did you just file again on Monday? Well, I mean,
filed was our appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Right.
That's the one we're paying attention to.
That's the one we're at now. That's a petition, a formal request to review the other court decisions.
Well, yeah, that's how it works, but. The purpose of it is to overturn the PICA Act and get this yoke of oppression off the gun owners of the state of Illinois.
When do you have any idea of the time scales, Richard?
We are working to. We filed, we had to file by the 10th or 11th of March. We filed early because we wanted to get the case before the United States Supreme Court in this session. So hopefully we'll know something by the last Monday in June.
Yeah, it was interesting. I told you I was on vacation. I took some time off. So I was in a hardware store parking lot in Carbondale, I guess last Tuesday or Wednesday, something like that. And somebody recognized me, and they wanted to talk about you. And he says, you know, what I find interesting, he says, is many of your guests, you weren't included in this, by the way. Come on, and they, especially the ones that really want these gun laws, and they say, well, you know, it's all right, you've got enough guns for hunting. And he says, why is it that nobody seems to be able to make the case about why this law exists and it's not about hunting?
Well, it's not. It's about oppressing gun owners. Not about crime. It's not about anything. It's about taking guns and limiting guns that law-abiding citizens have. And so that's the point of this case. I know people in Southern Illinois don't understand the mentality of the people in the Chicago area. I understand it, but I don't like it. But anyway, so I don't know what they think these guys are going to do with their guns or what I'm going to do with mine. I know I took a boatload of them over to Indiana for a while. But you know, these are hunting guns, recreational guns, self-defense guns, you know, all kinds of stuff. And so what they've done is the self-defense part of it is simply taking the best tool that the individual citizens have to fight criminals when they are attacked by them. We have shooting teams that go to the national championships. They use these rifles. We have lots of hunters that use these rifles, particularly varmint hunting, coyote hunting. So it's always, so it's not about any of that. It is about taking firearms away from the law-abiding citizens.
Now, there's one thing I didn't kind of understand, and where this was the planning for the beginning. Because when you asked the Supreme Court to take up this case, right, and I was reading on some of the information from the Illinois State Rifle Association, and the spirit of this that I kind of saw was, look, we promised we would protect 2.4 million law-abiding citizens, our members, and their firearms owners in Illinois. We would protect them, and we're going through with our promise. But what I don't understand is that when this was taken before the Supreme Court, how many different cases and groups are combined in this singular effort?
Well, people have taken different tracks, for one thing. But as far as, we have taken our case to the Supreme Court. National Shooting Sports Foundation has been their case to the Supreme Court. They filed on the same day we did. In Maryland, gun owners have taken the, in the 3rd District, we're in the 7th, to the Supreme Court, and there's one coming out of California in the 9th District, 9th Circuit, going to the Supreme Court, all dealing with the same thing. The Mr. Calkins, the Representative Calkins case, dealt with the procedures. Ours deal with Second Amendment issues only.
Well, I tell you, people, this, when it comes to this subject, I mean, here's just a simple text, and it's stupid living here. Here's another guy says, you can use a lot of these guns like AR-15s to hunt deer in Illinois legally. Even I didn't know that, but I think that's for special cases. I could be wrong. But you know what is how engaged people are on this. I worry sometimes they'll get fatigued by this. The process has taken so long. It takes you a lot of self-discipline, and you got to keep the troops marshaled all the time. I mean, it's kind of a way of taking temperature. You've got an event coming up that I know the people of Southern Illinois that are gun owners and gun shop owners and pro-Second Amendment people, this iGold event that's coming up in Springfield. When's that scheduled this year?
April 18th.
Are you amazed at how many people show up for this?
Yes. It's been down in recent years, and that's been a problem because if you ever take your eye off the ball, the Second Amendment issues, they're going to take advantage of you. So we really need a great turnout for iGold this year.
Are you surprised about the number of state's attorneys in the state of Illinois said, look, not ignoring the law, but it's not a priority for us. We have real crime with real guns to be concerned with, and that's where we're going to focus our time. Are you surprised by the sheer number of those statewide and the fact that the Illinois State Police is keeping the portal open? I think things are being done and said that if you watch closely, they tell a different story about guns in Illinois.
Well, that's right. As we say, that we have Chicago and the rest of Illinois just like America.
Well, see what's interesting about this, Richard. I'm talking to a professor at SIU, and he tells me point blank, he says, Tom, you don't understand. The students that I have from Chicago, they don't know anything about the gun culture. It's a singular item. Guns are used to kill people at school. Guns are used to kill people on the streets. They don't know anything about a gun culture other than that. And he says it's so profound. You can see it in the classroom, the way people react. And you've got people from outside of Chicago who see guns in a totally different light. I think it's indicative of the what we face. Those politicians are the same one. Guns only have one thing. They're used to kill people at church or at school. And I have a hard time getting that. I do. Even though I do the news and have for a number of years and hear about this and watched it change, the culture itself is reacting differently to guns.
Well, that's because they're constantly pummeled with propaganda, particularly from the mainstream media in major metropolitan areas, So they never report any good things that happen. They only report bad things that happen.
Right.
So they skew the news so that it only presents one view.
One is which magazine it puts out. They have an actual report in the back of each one of the publications saying where people defended themselves, and you never hear it on national media. I forgot which publication I read. National Rifle Association, I think it is, or the Illinois State Rifle Association. I think it's national. Here's another one for you. It is National Rifle Association. Yeah.
I do a Thursday board, and I put self-defense stuff in there.
Good.
And, to be honest with you, the problem with Chicago is that there is no real economic opportunity. The structure is falling apart. The family structure is falling apart. Governmental structure is extremely corrupt. And so we're fighting all that at the same time, but we're willing to fight it.
Now, here's some questions from our listeners this morning. Here's one from Jim. He said, Tom, would you please ask Richard where the FOID card stands in relationship to courts? Thank you.
You repeat that, sir?
Well, he wants to know about the status of FOID cards. Is there any realistic expectation FOID cards could be done away with in Illinois, found unconstitutional as well?
The answer is yes, but it's going to take some time, folks. But so we're playing on a challenge of that. When we get this one done, then we're going to probably go after the FOID cards as the next thing.
All right, now here's one from Andy. He says the law allows for the Illinois State Police to modify the banned gun list. I read that as add to, you know, he says here in the note, not take away, right? They can modify the list, they take things away or add more. I can understand why he would say that. He says, but the law also requires that you owned the gun prior to January 23rd and register by January 24th. What if you bought a gun, a legal firearm after those dates that's banned later? How can you confirm to the law? Or I think he means conform to the law. I have a lot of people ask me about this window where guns were purchased and what can be done with them in relationship to this list of banned guns.
Well, what we're seeing here with the relationship to banned guns, I mean, you're looking at immense resistance to this law. I still think that the registration's under 2% after all this time. People simply aren't doing it. The state police have said they're not going after it because the resistance is so high. We do have a bill, of course, in the Senate that would give the $10 million to the state police to hire people to go after these things. But I'm not sure where that bill's going. Mm-hmm. But you know. This law is out there. Nobody's conforming to it. No one is being prosecuted for it because they got this court case going on. And so if we strike this down, then everybody is home free.
I did note the county with the lowest number of weapons registered was Pope County.
Surprising.
Well, of course, not a lot of people there. You know, when I talk to people in the governor's office about that low registration, they says, you know, that's apples and oranges, for lack of a better word. I'm briefing up this comment when I spoke with the administration on this, saying when you say 2%, you're pretending or acting like every gun that people own is banned, and that's not the case. So they say, we don't know how many people have the guns that are banned in their possession, but if you report it as a 100% sum that everybody has to be 100%, he says that's just not intellectually honest.
Well, the estimate is between 500,000 and 1 million of these firearms that qualify in Illinois. So
they give you an idea there, right?
Right. So half of the people, roughly half of the people, own some firearm that would qualify to be registered.
Have you noticed the gun stores closing? And you notice the gun stores closing? The ones I've got a couple of friends of mine. One haven't closed, but they are reducing their hours.
Repeat that, please, Tom.
That you know, a lot of the gun stores are reacting to this too. Some are closing. The too much paperwork for all the stuff that's gone on, all the things you and I talked about, storage and videotaping and vaults. Right. You know, one of the people I do know that invested a lot of money to be able to keep up with these new laws, now they're reducing their hours to try to make ends meet.
Well, that's correct. The purpose of this law is to strangle the gun culture and the people who like firearms, and the people who sell firearms, the people who make firearms, and the people who train with firearms. So the law is effective, but we are going to fight against that law and probably try to get this out. You know, recently in California, the videotaping thing was of transactions actually was thrown out by the Ninth Circuit Court. You can't do that anymore there. So
here's so, a note.
They pass all these laws and they make us fight to get our rights back, and they've told me that several times that, you know, but we are fighting to get our rights back, and I wish it was quicker. I wish it was easier, but it isn't.
Well, here's a note right now. Tell Richard I'm sorry I let my membership expire, but I'm going to renew it. Don't tread on me. So a note there this morning. How many members do you have, the Illinois State Rifle Association, Richard?
Right now it's a little over 24,000, but I need 50 bad.
Okay. All right. News Radio WJPF, Richard Pearson, Executive Director of the Illinois State Rifle Association.